The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Now, WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Buell Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. New this morning, two people have been shot in an apartment complex in Silver Spring. Montgomery County Police are looking for suspects in that early morning shooting of a man and a woman in the White Oak section. Further details are still sketchy at this hour. A 13-month-old boy is recovering from a gunshot wound this morning. D.C. police say he was apparently hit by a stray bullet as two guys shot at each other in Northeast Washington last night. Police Chief Peter Newsham.
It appears that the child was outside at the time. And he was quickly brought into one of the units up here in the area. DC Fire and EMS was up here on another call. Thankfully, they were able to treat the child almost immediately and get him to a local hospital.
Police are looking for suspects in that gunfire. An official announcement's expected today that the federal government is dropping plans to build a new FBI headquarters in either Prince George's or Fairfax County. GSA officials plan to formally tell bidders today that the plans are off. Three finalist sites in Maryland and Virginia had been announced in 2014, but the GSA had delayed its choice multiple times. It's a good old-fashioned summer heat wave.
Our forecast is for mid to possibly upper 90s for the temperature, but not much of a heat index.
Forecaster Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service says the heat index will be over 100 by tomorrow with an expected rise in humidity. Our complete WMAL Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. Operations are back to normal this morning at the region's three major airports after flights were grounded last night because of a hazmat situation at an FAA facility in Leesburg. Because of fumes from nearby construction work, Loudoun County fire officials evacuated the FAA facility, which handles high-altitude flights over this entire region. With the American Legion Bridge seeing prodigious backups nearly every day. Could we use another Potomac River crossing into Loudoun County? The debate is heating up again.
Montgomery County is looking to head this off at the pass.
Our county has been opposed to this bridge forever and remains opposed to this bridge.
Council President Roger Berliner says the council's voting on a resolution today to express just that to the region's Transportation Planning Board. They're set to vote next week on studying the possibility further. Loudoun County's been the biggest proponent of a new bridge.
Our priority should be fixing what is broken, not fantasizing about a bridge that will not happen.
Berliner says the county'd still like to see hot lanes on the Legion Bridge and onto 270. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he hadn't heard about today's Montgomery County Council resolution on a new bridge.
We're actually doing a second Potomac crossing that we've already fully funded and agreed to, and that's at 301 Potomac. It's the second most heavily traveled place in Maryland, so we've already committed to a second crossing. I think you're talking about a third crossing.
Governor Hogan plans a news conference later today in Montgomery County with an update on I-270 construction. The man who set up a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer during last year's campaign says it occurred at the behest of a Moscow-based singer with family ties to the Trump businesses. Trump Jr. concedes he made time for the meeting organized by music publicist Rob Goldstone, hoping to get some damaging information on Hillary Clinton. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,409, the Nasdaq at 61,76. Sports, Max Scherzer will be the starting pitcher for the National League in tonight's All-Star game. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge wins the home run derby. And at Wimbledon, Gilles Muller of Luxembourg upsets two-time champ Rafael Nadal to reach the men's quarterfinals. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
They're coming. The daily afternoon thunderstorms that signal summertime in Washington.
We're looking at rain and lots of it.
Stay ahead of the storm with the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
And Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. We believe that the purchase of a diamond ring is very special. It's a moment you'll remember forever, so we make the experience exciting and worthy of your time. Compare a few and decide which appeals the most. Try them on. See how they fit your hand. Feast your eyes at the fiery brilliance leaping from our perfect Mervis diamonds. The sparkle is breathtaking. Each diamond is different. Examine them in-store with the help of a trained Mervis expert. The right way to choose is to view many diamonds and place each one live in a prestige designer ring like Tacori or Viragio. At Mervis, we show fine quality GIA graded diamonds at amazing prices. It's what you expect from the leading diamond importer. Online sites may promise a low price, but we beat them every day. When you're ready for that special diamond, let's meet. Ask for one of the Mervis family, Zed or Jonathan or me, Ronnie. We'll take great care of you. Call 800-HER-LOVE or go to MervisDiamond.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Chantilly on 50. The crash happened in the westbound direction after you passed 28. Westbound 50 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway at Pleasant Valley. Still with accident activity there, also causing some eastbound rubbernecking delays. So just be prepared for that. 66 through Manassas Centerville, heavy. Had the crash beyond that near 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. That has been cleared. It's a little bit better through that stretch. Help is at the scene of the broken down on the Beltway. Happy about that. So blocking off the left lane with cones, inner loop at 50 Arlington Boulevard. So you still need to plan, though, coming around that stretch of the Beltway and get out of that far left lane if that's the lane you're in. Tow truck is there. 395 through Landmark and again in Shirlington, bogging down. Had some troubles at 23rd and Constitution Avenue with an earlier incident and the signal lights. So do watch for a little extra delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds mix in with some clear sky this morning. Cloud sun mix up this afternoon. Still warm, humid, mid-90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms does go up a little. Overnight tonight, 78. Cloud sun, hit and miss storms around tomorrow with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Arlington, 70 in Hinesville, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The government says a test of a missile system to intercept incoming projectiles was a success. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. 7:35, Dan Caldwell will be joining us. He is the Director of Policy for Concerned Veterans for America to discuss the VA Accountability Act. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will be joining us. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnais.
The President of the United States off to a quick start this morning, already tweeting about the fact that he thinks that a recess maybe should be canceled in order to pass health care. So let's get to Congressman. This guy. Sorry. Got music here.
I think he's the only one of our guests who has his own theme song.
Well, he should. He's a favorite of WMAL. Occasional guest host here, actually. I was talking to Mike McKay about that. Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas. Congressman, great. Thank you for being here.
It is great to be with you, and thank you for the theme song. I appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. But, we always have it ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for canceling recess?
We should not be taking any kind of recess until we at least do the two big things that we promised. That's, some of us promised to repeal Obamacare. The president promised to repeal and replace. But either way, I mean, the president says, you just repeal it, then I'll sign it, and we can replace it after that. Like some had advocated over the years, we ought to just do a complete repeal of the Internal Revenue Code and put a date stamp on the end of it, and then we have to come up with a substitute by the end. I mean, whatever, we still have got to do that. There's just too many people suffering from the high deductibles, high premiums. They can't afford either one. And then the tax reform, my gosh, we promised those two things. Those are biggies. And if we can't get those things done in the next 2 weeks, then we ought to be here for the next week and the next week and the next week and just stay until they are done, period. That ought to be the way it is.
Congressman, I want to ask you about something that I've been very confused about, and maybe you can help me. And I feel like a lot of the unpopularity with the Senate health care bill has been that, in part, has been that Republican constituents don't understand what the goal is. So, and they're also sort of confused about what are in these bills. What, in your assessment, is the goal of a Republican health care plan specifically? Is it just to lower health care costs? Is it to make it more accessible? What's the goal?
when you say a Republican health care plan, it leaves it wide open to too much. For example, you have, I think, a majority of Republicans whose health care plan, the goal would be bring down premiums, bring down deductibles, return control back to the patient, get the government and insurance companies out from between the patient and the doctor when it comes to decision-making. Let people make their own decisions. But apparently that's not the goal when whomever is drafting these bills sits down and does them. I mean, my gosh, we had every Republican voting for a repeal of Obama. It repealed almost everything of Obamacare, and that was a Republican health care bill. And we voted for it. We passed it out of the House. We passed it out of the Senate, the same bill. We sent it to the president's desk, and Obama vetoed it. Why in heaven's name can we not just start with passing that and put a date certain on when this ends so that we can bring about a replacement? And hopefully that's free market principles really where we bring dramatically down the price of health care. Just talking about health insurance, I mean, a lot of people say health insurance is health care, but no, it's not.
Right.
If people knew they could get away with paying $300 for what in California is a $6,000-$7,000 MRI, they would be less likely to want to pay, $12,000 to $20,000 a year in medical insurance.
Totally, costs. Totally.
Yeah, but we've got to bring prices back to reality. And you can never, ever, ever do that until people know what they're paying. We don't know what the insurance company pays or the government pays. And it is so incredibly, grossly unfair for individuals that have high deductibles not to get to pay cash amount for the same thing the insurance company pays or the government pays.
Congressman,
until we know what we're paying, we're not going to be able to reform health care. But anyway,
yeah. Let me jump in. I want to, Mary, you have a question about this.
Congressman, whenever we discuss this on the air with our listeners, their biggest frustrations are this, that Congress refuses to just open up the ability of insurance companies to sell across state lines, period. They refuse to address, enact tort reform, you want to drive down the cost of health insurance, enact tort reform. So many doctors just prescribe procedures and tests just to cover their butt because of the inevitable lawsuit down the road. Those two things are so simple, and people are so frustrated that Congress just doesn't do those two things to get the ball rolling. Why is that?
Well, first of all, on the selling across state lines, I used to join in the mantra of how important that was, and I'm going, wait a minute. California and New York have a lot more expensive health insurance. Illinois has a huge problem with malpractice claims. Their claims are extremely expensive. If you sell across state lines, they're going to come run into Texas, and we're going to want cheaper insurance. But what happens when you sell across state lines, it actually equalizes. What I think that's the big insurance companies saying, hey, let people buy across state lines, it'll be cheaper. The number one most important thing that I've come to understand would be most important to pass into law would be to end the exemption from antitrust laws that health insurance companies have. You end their exemption from monopoly laws, anti-monopoly laws, then they're not going to be able to drive the little guys out of business the way it's been going. Right now you got between 30 and 40 states that have only one insurance company. Well, you let people buy across state lines, you're going to end up with one for the whole country, maybe two. But the big guys, they love that idea.
But why doesn't that happen? Why do we have the same problem with that and car insurance? I could buy my car insurance across state lines. Somebody's got a cheaper plan or a plan that I like better in another state. Well, I can do that.
The insurance companies have to comply with the individual state laws. We allow the state laws to control. And to sell car insurance in a state, you have to have a legitimate insurance company that's abiding by the state law. And by the way, we did tort reform in Texas. It brought doctors back, hospitals back. But if the federal government comes in and starts changing every state government, every state law in every state lawsuit in every state court, which is what is being proposed from Washington, then as soon as Pelosi gets the gavel back, then she's going to say, you know, all that tort reform you did in Texas
right.
and other places, we never had the nerve to change all state law in state courts for state actions. But the Republicans did, so now we're doing away with
Congressman.
All the tort reform you've done. That's a state law issue. It's a federalist issue. But the biggest thing in the exemption from antitrust laws that insurance companies have, and you'll have lots of insurance companies. But the Senate won't take it up.
All right, Congressman, thank you very much. That's Congressman Louie Gohmert on the latest in the healthcare law. We'll check back in with you soon, Congressman.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you, too, sir. 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway, Virginia, listen carefully. We had the broken down pickup truck. It's been cleared now safely. Inner loop at 50 Arlington Boulevard, but heading through Annandale's caused backups. Now, the big problem right now is brand new accident. We have fire and rescue units at the scene here, and they continue to arrive, so don't use the shoulders, please. This will be on the Beltway inner loop before you get to the American Legion Bridge, right near the George Washington Parkway. And in fact, I even see the help crews walking toward the traffic and trying to direct everyone to the far left lane. Fire truck is blocking at least, looks like one of four lanes here to the right. So again, inner loop before the American Legion Bridge, a lot going on with this crash, so be prepared, please. Now on the Maryland Beltway, calm this morning. No problems through New Carrollton, Greenbelt. It's the top side, normal backups, College Park to Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. Heading across the freeway each direction, just with the volume, but lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, so today you're going to have a mix of clouds and sun, isolated showers or thunderstorms, a high of 96 degrees. Tonight, it'll be partially cloudy early with scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, a low of 78. And tomorrow, we'll have an interval of clouds and sunshine, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high near 95 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 76 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
All right, not enough people riding the Metro. So right now, I don't know where people are at. They're not riding the Metro.
Oh, they're all disappearing.
And the Metro, as we all know, is having some financial problems. So they decide, hey, maybe we should do what a lot of places do. You know, big ballparks have done this, arenas have done this, and we'll sell the naming rights, not of the Metro, but of stops. So we'll sell the naming rights of some of the stops, and this is set to be discussed at their meeting on Thursday, and they're thinking about four different stations that they might sell the naming rights to. The Navy Yard Ballpark, Metro Center, Gallery Place, and L'Enfant Plaza. Those four, I don't know why those four, but those are the four that they're thinking of. And, you know, I guess highest bidder, that's you would get to rename the stop. You know, for instance, the Subway stop.
The Subway?
I think Subway is the most likely, you know, that is clearly the greatest fit is Subway. Subway has to buy the naming rights to one of these stops because that's just perfect. It could be the Subway. They could buy the whole shebang and it could be the Subway.
Yeah, there you go.
This is not new. They came out with this in 2012. They floated this idea. And people were a little tepid about the whole thing. They said they found the feedback was that people are looking for concise station names that easily tell them where they are. Shocking. Imagine that. And I think that that's very true. Washington, D.C. is a huge tourist industry for good reason. You want people to come to Washington, D.C. They've made it virtually impossible to drive in and find a parking spot. They've pretty much made that impossible. So they've pushed people to having to use mass transit, having to use the metro. So let's make it more complicated by renaming the stops so that people have no clue where they are when they're from out of town. And they just ride the metro endlessly trying to figure out where the heck they are. Where's the subway stop? Where's Papa John Pizza Place? It's ridiculous. So I understand that they're desperate for cash. I just think this is a really, really bad idea.
I'm not sure it's a terrible idea. I understand why people would be against this. And we should find out what you think, too. You know, what would you name the metro stations, first of all? And are you okay with the idea of companies coming in, getting their name attached? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. You know, Metro's got, I think, a couple $100 million budget shortfall this
year. That's all?
Yeah, and as a result, you know, it's going to have to find ways to make up some of the cash and should be, I think, entrepreneurial and creative in doing that. Raising fares, clearly not the answer, although they have already. They've cut back service. They've raised fares. People are already, you know, so all of that's happening. So why not come up with some other ways that they can make some cash? And if that means adding, you know, the Gallery Place Subway Metro Stop, or whatever you want to call it, or the Gallery Place Coca-Cola Metro Stop, go for it, you know? Let's come up with something. If you want to add some extra, I mean, locals are just going to call it by whatever they want to call it anyway. It's not like they're going to have to use the full name. I mean, really, the application is here that some company's name is going to get attached to a bunch of signage, and ultimately, it'll be announced when you're actually on the metro, but you'll call it whatever you want to call it when you get on the metro. And I think everyone's going to sort of know what it is. The key is not to confuse the tourists, right? It's
exactly.
Because you want to avoid having a situation where they're just like riding in circles. Although maybe we can make more metro money that way anyway.
That's true. That's true because the system here is not one swipe and go wherever you want. The system here is figure out if you're going during peak or off peak. Are you coming back during peak or off peak? How many times do you need to? That's another part of the whole thing that I think can be addressed and made simpler for tourists. And again, I'm willing to bet you would have more people on the metro if it were easier and more simple to ride, and also, well, and maybe didn't break down as often, or the lines weren't closed. I mean, there are a lot of problems here, but I don't like the idea of selling the names. You know, New York has done it. The Barclays Center stop is at the end, but it's at the Barclays Center.
Telling you what,
so it makes sense.
Trump should buy one of these stops. There should be a Trump branded stop. We'll find out what you think in just a moment here. 7:22 now on WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
An air conditioner tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell will make you say, wow.
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 Yeah, wow. Seriously, get one of my air conditioner tune-ups from Snell, and you are going to say wow. Wow to lower energy bills, wow to reliability and constant comfort, and wow because you're going to get that legendary service that my stand-up guys are famous for. Background checked, drug tested, professional, polite, and punctual. You know, stand-up guys. And in a word, wow.
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 A wow AC tune-up from the stand-up guys at Snell. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. Mattresses starting at just $99. Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable, starting at just $22 per month. Shop worry-free with our price match guarantee. Find a better price? We'll match it plus 50% of the difference. And let BedMatch help you take the guesswork out of buying a mattress. Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. Visit sleephappens.com to find a store near you.
All right, back to Metro in a second, but let's talk about traffic. It's 7:25 now, WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and if you're driving the Virginia Beltway, you're in some delays here. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. The culprit, the crash before you get to the American Legion Bridge. This is on the inner loop. The progress that they're making, though, at the scene of the incident, now they're allowing four lanes to get by. They blocked the two far right lanes. So we still see a lot of activity with fire and rescue units at the scene. Again, inner loop as you come up to the George Washington Parkway before the Legion Bridge. So heading through Tyson's, just get ready for those delays. No problems to report on the Greenway or the toll road this morning. Looks very good. So does Route 7 as you push inbound toward the Beltway as well. Now, let's get you into town. DC 295 better northbound as you approach Malcolm X, earlier incidents, and then continue up to the Suitland Parkway, gone, and much better pace through that stretch for sure. Southeast Southwest Freeway, heavy each direction, coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and coming off of the 14th Street Bridge. Coming across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge onto Constitution Avenue. Still watch, we had some activity from the earlier accident, Constitution and 23rd Street, and issues with the signal lights. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is not great, but certainly not zero as we roll through today. Clouds mixing in with clear sky. Very warm this morning, warm, humid this afternoon, somewhere in the middle part of the 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees.
So they're thinking about selling the naming rights to some of the metro stations. Good idea. Patrick in D.C., good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Patrick, you like the idea?
I kind of do, but I have a little dig at the metro in one of the naming rights.
Okay.
I think they should name one of the stops the MGM Casino, because you never know if you're going to make it on the metro or not.
It's a gamble. We could take odds. We could have, MGM could actually set up a booth right there, and you can take odds as to whether your train will arrive on time,
yeah,
or whether you'll make it there at all.
I love that
That's
idea.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Or right next to the slot machine. I love it.
Yeah, just like a Vegas airport. You could have slot machines all over the metro.
Yeah, Bill in Annapolis, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Bill.
I have an idea. You all take a collection. I contribute toward it. Call it Monica Lewinsky Station, the station closest to the White House.
Yeah. McPherson actually, Square will rename to Monica Lewinsky Station.
Yeah, Bill, thank you. I liked your idea of President Trump, you know, naming one of these stations, buying the naming rights, the one closest to the White House, and just calling it Trump White House Stop. I think that would just be hilarious and so Trump. Very quickly, Jacob in Harper's, very good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Jacob.
Good morning. So I have two real quick. One, the Bethesda stop, because it has all the problems, calling it the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea stop. And then wherever the Washington Post moved to, the stop closest to them, call it the fake news stop.
The fake news stop.
FNS.
Next up, the fake news stop.
Thank you, Jacob. Sally in Great Falls. Less than a minute. Sally, good morning.
I think the producers of the NCIS TV show should buy the naming rights to the Navy Yard station and just call it NCIS.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's very creative. See, I like that one. We have very creative listeners.
Yeah. And
thank you, Sally.
I am for this in the sense that they should be able to find ways to raise more money. What I'm not for is mismanaging all of their newfound money and just wasting it and a couple years from now being like, okay, we'll need to sell one of your children before you can get on the metro.
Well, that's why people have three. You've got an extra just so you could ride the metro.
Just for metro ridership.
Exactly.
7:28 now on WMAL.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation.
Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
How do you feel about your money being used for union workers to figure out how they can take more of your money? Well, that's what seems to be happening at the VA. We're going to talk to Dan Caldwell in mere moments about the VA Accountability Act, trying to set that problem straight. That's all ahead. 7:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. One of the most coveted government projects in our area has been canceled. The GSA will make it official today that the government is dropping plans to build a new FBI headquarters somewhere in the Washington suburbs. Sites in Fairfax and Prince George's counties had been named as finalists 3 years ago as the jurisdictions fought hard for the new FBI facility. The search is on for suspects in the early morning shootings of a man and a woman at an apartment complex in Silver Spring. Police say it happened on Stewart Lane in the White Oak section early this morning. A toddler was caught in the crossfire last night in Northeast Washington and is now hospitalized with a gunshot injury. Police Chief Peter Newsham.
We had one victim. That appears to be a 13-month-old boy. He was taken to a local hospital where he's in stable condition. It looks like a gunshot. At least one gunshot struck him in the lower extremities.
The shooting happened in the 1300 block of I Street during what police say appears to have been an exchange of gunfire between two suspects. There were no survivors among the 16 people aboard a Marine Corps plane that crashed last night in Mississippi.
No details because nobody knows what happened to it. It's not even clear if the pilot was able to make a mayday call, give any signal that the plane was in distress.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. The FAA says it's back to normal operations this morning at the Washington area's three major airports. Last night, dozens of flights were delayed or canceled when fire officials had to evacuate an FAA air traffic control facility in Leesburg due to potentially hazardous fumes. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh is asking Maryland Governor Larry Hogan for help and ideas on stemming violence in her city. The two leaders had an hour-long meeting yesterday.
We talked about how we can collaborate on some of the suggestions that I have and some of the suggestions that he has in terms of how we move the city forward in violence reduction.
Charm City's dealing with a record-setting homicide rate this year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,409, the NASDAQ at 61.76. Sports, the starting pitcher for the National League in tonight's baseball All-Star game will be the Nationals' Max Scherzer.
You're already tickled to be in that clubhouse and be with that recognition. When you have a manager say, hey, we're going to give you the ball, it's icing on the cake.
And Yankees rookie Aaron Judge wins the home run derby. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Learn more at fortinetfederal.com, your cyber security blanket.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options that can be done in a single, pain-free visit. What are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry to perform your procedure? I have over three decades of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training, and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. It's time for you to smile easy. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 703-503-9490. online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's the first call I make every morning, dialing the first phone number I ever learned. And Dad always answers, always on the first ring. When he got sick, we promised to help him stay in his home, the house he built with Mom before I was born. It hasn't been easy, but we make it work. But now, this new healthcare bill in Congress could make it impossible. His doctors say the cuts mean Dad may not be able to get the care he needs to stay at home. It's bad enough that this healthcare bill will raise my costs, but it could cost my dad everything.
Right now, Congress is meeting behind closed doors in a last-ditch effort to pass this bad healthcare bill. But no matter what deals they cut, this bill will raise premiums and take coverage away from millions of Americans. You can help stop it. Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the healthcare bill. Tell her West Virginia is counting on her. Paid for by AARP.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at tedbrittlincoln.com.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at more than 20 offices all across Northern Virginia. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Tyson's Beltway toward the American Legion Bridge. Crash to the shoulder. So much better news here as you come in our loop approaching the George Washington Parkway. All lanes have been reopened, but quite slow. And with that heavy volume, it gives us the extra pressure on the toll road just to merge onto that stretch of the Beltway. So be prepared after you get through that toll plaza with the extra delays there. On 66, with the heavy volume, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, but currently lanes are reported open. Take into Maryland on 270, where once you get through Urbana, you get a nice gap until you get into Gaithersburg, and then pretty much seeing the slow traffic carrying us the whole way down onto the 270 spur. Maryland on 97 as you come southbound, south of 32. Big delays. The crash before you get to 50 actually slows in each direction on I-97. And Independence Avenue at 17th Street. Watch for police to direct through that intersection. They were dealing with some signal light issues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front tries to get here, but not much luck. A mix of clouds coming in with some sunshine as we go through today with a chance of showers, a high of 96 on a southwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Haymarket, 73 in Olney, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Innova. I'm Buell Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 7:37 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall this morning, Larry Kudlow is going to join us at 8:35. A lot going on in the world, and Larry is such a good guest for this. And also, you can hear Larry on Saturdays here, right here on WMAL. That's straight ahead, 8:35 this morning on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnaise, joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. And joining us right now is Dan Caldwell. He's a U.S. Marine. He's also the Director of Policy for Concerned Veterans of America. Dan, welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you because we wanted to talk to you about this Veterans Accountability Act, and this has to do with the VA. We have Senator Jeff Flake who introduced this bill. It's officially called the Serve Veterans First Act of 2017, and he wants to address the fact that we have several hundred employees in the VA, and all they do is work on union business. They do nothing to help our vets. Do you think this would actually help to or go do anything to help to repair our VA and the lack of service our vets get?
Yes, I do. It's likely that there's between 350 and possibly up to 500 employees at the Department of Veterans Affairs that are doing union work full time. And Senator Flake's bill, along with others, Representative Arrington in the House of Representatives has a bill as well, would either eliminate what's called official time in the VA or reduce it. And we think that considering all the issues that you currently have with VA in terms of wait times, lack of access in some places, that it makes sense that every VA employee who works at the VA should devote most of their time to serving veterans. 500 employees in a 300,000 or 380,000 person agency might not seem like a lot of people to some, but that's enough to staff a medium-sized hospital. And if you look at it that way, moving a lot of these people, including some of whom are medical professionals, back to their jobs could help with service in some places. So we think this is a good way to address some of the problems within the VA.
Yeah, it would make sense that if you have someone who is trained to be a nurse, to actually have that person delivering medical care as opposed to pushing papers for the union who isn't paying them. This doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's an absolutely great way to look at it. It does not make sense. And the sad fact is that during the waitlist scandal, the number of people who are on official working for doing union work 100% of their time actually grew. And this is while veterans were dying waiting for care. And that's just ridiculous.
Right. It doesn't make much sense to use taxpayer money in order to figure out ways to make more taxpayer money, not a service to the constituents. So, assessing this, if you can, Dan, if you look at David Shulkin, he's taken over for as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs under Trump. Is your view that the VA has improved at all in the Trump administration, or is it still sort of has the same festering problems?
Well, I think that Dr. David Shulkin, who I've wound up being very impressed with, and the Trump administration, they've taken some good first steps, and they're starting to right the ship. They've instituted some internal policies to make the VA more transparent around wait times, about how they're dealing with problem employees. They're embracing offering veterans more health care choices, and they're embracing more accountability, making it easier to fire employees who are engaging in misconduct, making it easier to demote and suspend employees that do the wrong thing. And I think that those first steps and really the first 6 months of the administration have been important. But this is a massive government bureaucracy. It's the second largest after the Pentagon, and it's going to take time to turn the ship around. So it's going to take a commitment from the administration to really ensure that the VA rights itself. And I think they're making that commitment. I think they're going to stay focused, and they're going to keep pushing these reforms over the next 4 years. And I hope that's happened, because you just can't have 6 months of reform and then give up and let things go back to the way they were. That's not acceptable. But I do think that Dr. Shulkin, who again I think has turned out to be a great VA secretary, and the president are going to remain committed to fixing the VA, and hopefully we'll see things start to really improve in the coming years.
Flake's bill says what it is. It's an incentive program that he wants to set a standard that the VA has to meet their goal of seeing patients within 1 month. And if patients aren't being seen within 1 month, 1 month wait to get an appointment, that is unacceptable. And they cannot be those staffers who are doing union work have to go back to doing VA work. They can't do union work until the vets are being seen within a month. Do you see people actually standing against this? Do you see senators and congressmen being against this?
Oh, absolutely. You have to remember that the American Federation for Government Employees has hundreds of thousands of members, and they have a large political action committee. And just like what we saw with the accountability bill, they will put pressure on especially senators to oppose this bill. They give out a lot of money. In some cases, the American Federation for Government Employees and other unions are some congressmen's biggest donors. And they don't want to see these changes because the U.S. taxpayer is paying these individuals to do work for them. They don't want to lose their employees. They don't want to lose their resources. So they're going to fight this tooth and nail, and they already are. And so this bill, which probably seems common sense to most of your listeners, is going to face a really tough road ahead.
Dan Caldwell from Concerned Veterans for America. Thanks, Dan, very much for some more updates on this morning.
Thank you.
7:43 now on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Do some of the rooms in your home feel like a sauna in the summer? Well, EnergyStar.gov reports that a standard double pane window allows approximately 75% of the sun's heat into your home. That's miserable. While Thompson Creek windows can reduce the solar heat gain coming in through windows to keep you comfortable all summer long, and it reduces your cooling bills. That sounds a lot better. Mary Walter here, and you're going to love what Thompson Creek windows would do for your home. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs windows built specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and are completely accountable to you. Listen up, homeowners. Here is something that you don't want to miss. For the first time ever, save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And do it before this offer is gone.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, we're heading into town. Rhode Island Avenue commuters with a little bit of a slowdown here due to the crash inbound Rhode Island Avenue right as you approach Florida Avenue, that incident right lane. Now, on New York Avenue, once you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway, normal signal light delays to Bladensburg Road, then stop and go past Florida Avenue toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. The freeway, heavy each direction. On the Virginia Beltway, inner loop, right before you get to the Legion Bridge near the George Washington Parkway, accident confined to the right shoulder. Nonetheless, we're slow heading through the Tysons area. Sterling, Virginia, southbound 28 before the toll road for the crash at Innovation Avenue. I like that name. Innovation Avenue, southbound 28 before the toll road. Watch for those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too much changing. The heat stays, if anything, hotter as we go through this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon than we were yesterday. Clouds mix in with some clear sky this morning. Cloud-sun mix up this afternoon. Still warm, humid, mid-90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms does go up a little. Overnight tonight, 78. Cloud-sun, hit-miss storms around tomorrow with a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 747 on WMAL.
I want to talk about a case going on at Howard University. Actually, it just ended. There's a gentleman named Reginald Robinson. He's a college law professor at Howard. And back in September of 2015, before the presidential election, he gave his law students a hypothetical situation, which you often have on your tests. What do you think would happen in this case? And it was a hypothetical situation which a person sued a beauty salon and claimed that she had been touched inappropriately by a therapist after falling asleep while undergoing a bikini wax, which I think right there, this should be a dopey question, because no one falls asleep during a bikini wax. That ain't happening. All right. That's like electric shock therapy. I can't even imagine.
Not to ask too many questions, but I feel like sleeping and getting hair ripped out probably doesn't go together.
Right. So it was a poor example based on that alone. But the question asked the law students whether a court would support the person's claim against the salon owner as opposed to the therapist, and if it would even be upheld given that the person had consented to the somewhat invasive wax on their hoo-haws. So two students complained to the university, claiming that the question made them feel as though they had to reveal if they had ever undergone a bikini wax themselves. I don't know why, but that's what they said.
I don't think the prompt had anything to do with that.
Well, and they also did not like the use of the word genitals, despite everybody having them.
Neither do I.
Yeah. And this is according to the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, a.k.a. FIRE. Now, the investigation that was launched back in 2015 just ended last week, and it concluded that the professor was guilty of sexual harassment. It's the world turned upside down. As a result, he has to go the infamous sensitivity training, also known as re-education. And he has to now have all of his test questions screened by another member of the staff, and his classes will have to be supervised. And if it happens again, if he gets another complaint from students, then he could face termination. It's just the world turned upside down.
How do you even assess? Now, granted, this question may have been really creepy, and somehow they may have come to a meaningful and sincere conclusion that this was sexual harassment. But let's assume for a moment that it's just a normal question. Wouldn't it make sense that this is the type of hypothetical that you bring up in a sexual assault lesson? I mean, if you're going to talk about sexual assault, you sort of have to talk about the details, right? From a legal standpoint, these students have to confront what the realities of the case are before assessing whether or not there actually is a case.
Well, it is.
How do you speak in euphemisms in law?
It's very detailed, but the question is here for you. It's very, very deep and very lawyerly. The question. It's not salacious. I'm reading it. It doesn't sound salacious at all. At least not to me. And I'm a big fan of salacious. The Foundation for Individual Rights in Education has slammed the university's finding, and they say that. The university did not respond to any requests for this, and Fire says Robinson's test question clearly does not constitute sexual harassment. Yeah. Howard's overreaction to a simple hypothetical question is a threat to academic freedom and a professor's ability to effectively teach students.
It's not like he put a note in front of them and he's like, let's say hypothetically you have a crush on your professor. Let's say hypothetically his name is Reginald Robinson. And let's say hypothetically you'd like him to know. Would you tell him? Check yes or no in a box.
But this is the generation here that is offended by this is the generation that of women who rip their tops off to protest sexual harassment.
Good point.
It's again, the world turned upside down.
Totally upside down. That's 2017, baby. 751 on WMAL.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
All right, 7:53 now. Time to check in on how your money's doing with Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk.
Hey there. Good morning. Well, futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Stocks to watch today include Amazon. Its third annual Prime Day started last night with deals every 5 minutes. The company wants to lure in more Prime members at $99 a year. Also, watch Snap, the parent company of Snapchat. Shares have fallen below its initial public offering price. That happened to Facebook and Twitter, too, but they've bounced back. Coffee drinking could lead to a longer life, according to two studies. The benefits include a lower risk of heart heart disease, stroke, and liver disease, even decaf counts. The research is in a journal from the American College of Physicians. And billionaire Warren Buffett gave away more than $3 billion yesterday to charity. He donated Berkshire Hathaway stock to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and four family charities. Buffett is 86 years old. His long-term plan is to give away almost everything. Even after yesterday's donation, he's still the world's fourth richest man. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature, until you start to hear snoring from your bed partner. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea, a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and then off when you wake up. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
It's 7:55. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's get around the Beltway here. First to the Wilson Bridge. Delays back near St. Barnabas Road. But the closer you get to the bridge, right near the exit for 295 in those far right local lanes, that's where we have a crash, left lane blocked. So again, heading to the Wilson Bridge with the new crash. Watch for the activity. Then let's go out of Springfield, and that's stop and go through Annandale. Brief break, and then you hit it again before 66 to the George Washington Parkway. That crash confined to the shoulder. So it's been a busy go on the Beltway. 395-er in the Landmark area, the crash. Northbound 395 at Duke Street. They just pushed that all over to the right shoulder. So starting to see a little bit better movement the closer you get to that accident. Once beyond Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, hung up. Update is sponsored by AAA. AAA is the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider in the nation because it has been their primary focus for over a century now. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is not great, but certainly not zero as we roll through today. Clouds mixing in with clear sky. Very warm this morning, warm, humid this afternoon, somewhere in the middle part of the 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 756 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala on September 21st, featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary and over 1,000 conservatives, featuring yours truly, plus Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and, my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. That's mrc.org/gala.
When considering a real estate agent to sell your home, do you know if the agent has a solid marketing plan? Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance will create demand and sell your home faster and for more money than other local agents with his unique marketing system. Doug and Jen listed their home with another agent with no success. They called Frank, and his marketing generated multiple offers and a contract in less than 30 days. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied customers, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That number again, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Are you single and using online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe she'll be stunning and laugh at all your jokes and you'll fall in love. And it'll turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch uses real dating experts to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We'll be joined by Larry Kudlow, the one and only Larry Kudlow, and he will make us smarter by the end of this show.
Larry's
I guarantee
here.
It.
And then Don Jr. is under fire by the New York Times and just about everyone else. Would you have taken the meeting that he took? We'll find out in your moments. It's 8 o'clock right now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson.